Can I just say one thing to my little girls? My little girls are back home. And I told you Chelsea were the best team in the world. And tonight we are. Get in there!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Take two. season two of Blues with Brews. We're happy to be back, both of us. We're here in Winchester, Massachusetts. We don't live in Winchester.
No.
That's
too poor.
Yeah, that's out of our budget. We got our cold brews here. I take care of my health a little more than David, so I have a smaller cold brew. David wants to pass out at probably noon today, so he has a larger cold brew. But and David's being autistic and killing ants, so nothing's new here. No, we're happy to be back. We got some good plans for season two. I think we haven't recorded since after the Champions League.
Yeah.
So you took a little
right
break.
Right before the Euros, I think.
Yeah. But, dude, I just I love recording and talking once or twice a week over the pod about Chelsea, all that kind of stuff. But we're shaking up our podcast a little bit. So, David, tell us what we're going to be doing this season that's a little different than last season.
Yeah, so this season, to add a bit more structure, each episode will have a story in and story out. Mm-hmm. So a story that's inside of football, whether it be like a transfer, a rumor, or a bombshell that happens.
Scandal.
Yeah, scandal. And then a story outside of football, so like some pop culture thing, and we'll give our take on it.
Okay. I like that. David suggested that to me. And I'm a fan of that. You know, I like shaking things up. I listen to a bunch of podcasts. David does too. Mm-hmm. They're usually the same podcasts.
Yeah.
But they always have something like that where they're consistent about it. So also, you guys have heard us talk a lot about soccer, but it's also good to get to know our personalities a little bit outside of soccer.
Yeah.
We don't really have personalities outside of soccer.
No, that's our problem.
We also got to get out of the habit of calling it soccer because they're going to kill us, our fans, because they hate when people call it soccer.
What about football?
Who?
Sitball.
Who's that?
It's just a bad joke of, like, if we combine them to keep both sets of fans happy.
Oh,
fucker.
Dude. Get David off the pod. That is horrible. I promise the banter's not this bad usually.
No.
All right, so let's just get right into it. We'll get into preseason and everything after, but let's talk about one thing that happened outside of football, sitball, that we can talk about.
Yeah, the DaBaby at Rolling Loud. Sorry, a truck went by and just steamed its engine just to piss us
just
off,
in our
I think.
Face,
yeah. But anyways, DaBaby, you guys probably know who he is. Famous rapper at Rolling Loud.
Which is like a concert.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest music festival in the US.
Yeah.
And in front of, like, his whole fans before he started performing, just said some weird joke.
Say the quote.
It's, he said, I said, if you don't got AIDS, put a cell phone lighter up. DaBaby told his 19.1 million followers. I said, if you ain't sucked dick in the parking lot, put your cell phone lights up.
Okay. I am a fan of DaBaby.
Yes, me too.
I think that he's... I would never say that.
No.
You would never say
no.
that. I think he comes from a different culture.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how to put that, but I don't think there was any bad intention.
Yeah, there was no, like, malicious intent behind
it. Intent, yes, exactly. Like, I don't think he was trying to be homophobic or any of that stuff. It obviously came across as homophobic,
mm-hmm.
but the thing I hate about cancel culture now is, like, people love that. Like, they needed him to say something bad.
Because they haven't canceled someone in a while.
In a while,
so.
Yeah. They would prefer for it to be a white man, but since it's...
Yeah.
They'll still take a black man.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the people that participate in cancel culture are racist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're the type that have never, you know, when they walk by a black person, they put their purses closer to them. So
exactly.
They love seeing a black man fall.
Yeah.
That being said, it did come across as pretty bad. If DaBaby can say, listen, I fucked up, I apologize, then everyone should be able to move on.
Yeah, like, which he did say.
Did he?
He did. When I was looking for the quote earlier, he did say, like, I apologize if I offended anyone. I didn't mean to offend anyone.
That's the thing. It's like...
Along those lines.
Like,
yeah.
That's something that... Like, it's obviously a joke.
Yeah.
And okay, he did say it to a bunch of people. And right away, if you hear that, it's like, yeah, you can't say that. But it's not the end of the world.
Exactly.
And that's the thing I hate about cancel culture is that when, like, someone says something like that, it's just the end of the world. And there's no forgiving him. Like, clearly that's just what the way he jokes. And, you know, he's performing. He's probably had a ton of adrenaline, all yeah. that kind of stuff. And just says it. But, like, dude, now you have to take him down because of it. Like,
exactly.
And he can't change yeah. as a person. He cannot change.
Yeah.
Dude, I get, like, riled up talking about cancel culture every time because I fucking hate it. Like, I hate the fact that they want you to fuck up.
Yeah.
And then you can't change as a person. You're done. Yes. And once yes. you fuck up, you're done yes. in their eyes. Yeah.
They'll always remember you. You could, like, save a million lives, but they'll always remember you for the words you said rather than what you did.
And it's also, like, dude, as, like, celebrities go, you could do a lot worse. That's how I always feel when it's, like, Joe Rogan said something transphobic or, like, you know, Jimmy Fallon said something racist in 2004. It's, like, that you can change. When it comes to, like, sexual assault, it's, like, okay, that person should be canceled.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, we ought to be careful because we're in public now. Yeah. But when it comes to, like, something that someone said that was maybe a joke years ago, it's, like, that's obviously
taken
not,
out of context.
Taken out of context. Yeah. Like, that's not, like, who they are.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's weird because they're trying to, like, ruin people's careers and not give people really a voice. Like, now, all podcasts, all, like, hopefully we're trying to be as, like, free as we can be on this yeah. podcast. But, like, all podcasts, all, you know, TV shows now, like, you can't.
Comedians.
Yeah. Like, you're silent. Even, like, dude, like, that's why this is one of the reasons why I think, like, the footballers in Europe are so closed off because everything someone says will be not necessarily canceled, will just be taken out of context and yeah. like because players are so closed off, we don't yeah. know anything about anyone. Like,
you and I were talking about that, like the contrast between NBA players and like Premier League players.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they're going on like Instagram live yes. together talking about how
shit
they, yeah, talking shit and how they can win a ring.
Yes, yes.
And then Premier League players just like,
I got it ready. No, I thought the game was fantastic. The lads were fantastic. Obviously, we're up against a good side, and we knew we had to prepare for that side. And they're like, oh, what are you doing to rest in the meantime? I'll probably just spend time with family.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And that's all you get from them.
Yeah.
Like, I need someone to spice it up in the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, and this is the thing I hate, is that, like, Jorginho said the thing about Lampard that was like, oh, I think maybe he skipped a few steps. And then everyone freaked out.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys want people to be more open. Like, you exactly. can't freak out when they say something
exactly.
like that. I wouldn't
great
have said
point.
That.
Great point. Great point.
I wouldn't have said that. But, like, it's important for, like, players to, like, talk a little shit or something. Like, right now, if someone said, like, in the NBA, like, Russell Westbrook was, you know, I remember Pat Beverly was, like, guarding him. And he was like, Pat Bev trick y'all, man. Like, he's not actually, he's just running around doing yeah. nothing. Like, everyone on FT posts that quote.
Yeah.
But if someone said that, like if, like, Bruno said, like, Conte trick y'all, man, everyone would be like, that's absolutely unprofessional.
Yeah.
Absolutely unprofessional. Yeah. He should have a 5-game ban. And
honestly.
And, yeah.
He might get suspended,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. And should be ashamed of himself. But, yeah. How do we get there? Oh, with, we back to DaBaby.
Yeah.
I think he'll be fine just because his fan base isn't big in, like, the LGBTQ community,
yeah,
from what I would guess.
Yeah.
So, like, he's big enough that, like, he didn't say anything. It's not like he, like, bullied someone who was gay or anything. He just
yeah.
said something. Something slipped out that was slightly offensive.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in that culture, that's how it is.
Yeah.
And obviously a joke. Clearly shouldn't have said it. If he can apologize like you said he did, everyone should be able to move on. But
yeah.
I don't know how people can't just hang, like, how people just can't let go of that.
Yeah.
It gets me so fucking mad.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Farted.
Well done. Now we're going to get into a story inside of football.
Mm-hmm. You want to bring that one up?
Yeah. So a story inside of football.
Yeah.
Is something that I found interesting is Wayne Rooney. Have you heard about that whole thing?
Yes, they have, what is it, 9 senior players signed to their team, Derby
yeah.
County, and he injured one of them, put one of them out for 3 months.
Yes, but also his cheating thing.
Did
you hear about that or no?
I briefly heard about that.
Yeah, so he's under scrutiny right now. First of all, he did a horrible job with Derby
yeah.
in his first year. Frank almost got them to the Premier League, whereas Rooney almost got them relegated.
Yeah,
so
honestly.
Speaks volumes. But first of all, he just, like, he did horrible with them last year. He just looks like, he looks sad now.
Yeah.
Like, he's gained a ton of weight.
Has the alcohol red nose.
He does have the alcohol red nose. And he does, actually. Like, the Sir Alex Ferguson whiskey nose.
Whiskey dick.
Dude, he just looks like he aged from, like, and he, dude, he's young. He could still
he's
be
38, right?
38, younger, 39. Dude. Like, way younger.
Really?
Yeah, I think. Because I think he was 30 in the MLS or 32.
Hold MLS on. Legend.
He is an MLS legend. Although all it takes is to have like 5 games.
Yeah.
He's 35.
Jesus.
Yeah, he could still be playing.
He's
how younger much? Than Thiago Silva.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And is he the same age as Nagelsmann?
Yeah, he's older than Nagelsmann.
By like a year or two?
Yeah.
And one of them is, the younger one is at Bayern.
Yeah.
And the older one is getting relegated with Derby County.
Yeah. He's under scrutiny right now. He got caught. There was a picture of him, like, passed out with two girls or something, and then, which is so funny.
Yeah.
And then there was a picture of him just making out with a girl who was not his wife.
Mm.
And it looked a lot like
Wayne. Was it a girl or was it a woman?
It was a woman.
Okay, good.
Yes, we're not getting into Sigurdsson today.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's so fucking weird because, like, I just don't understand. I think this is, like, a result of, like, fame. Like, he was, like, a child star.
Yeah.
No, he was. Yeah. Like, he was, like, huge when he was 16, 17, 18. And was just famous his whole life. Always had. And, like, because, dude, if you're that big, like, right now, he's the Derby County coach. He's one of the best players in Prem history.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly looks like something's wrong in his life.
Yeah.
Like, something's going wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looked really drunk in those pictures. The fact that he's just doing that, like, it's like when an NBA player cheats. It's like, we can see you.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
6'8 in black.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's like, everyone is, the spotlight's on you wherever you go. If you're at a club, the spotlight's on you.
Yeah.
If you're Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
And to be, like, making out with other girls and, like, shit, like, women.
Yeah.
It like you said, it's like, it's almost like worrying. It's like, we it's funny to, like, clown him on Twitter, but then you got to think, like, damn, what is this guy going through right now, you know? I mean, these players mentally are on a different level, but I'm always wondering, like, yeah, what, like, that's, it's funny to clown him on Twitter, but, like, shit.
He has kids, too, right?
Yeah.
Two kids?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's one, something I've, like, noticed recently, too. It's, like, when Sigurdsson thing came out, like, everyone's like, I think you called him Gilfie Sigurdsson. Like, they're joking like that.
Yeah.
Like, did you see the Lampard meme?
No.
You know how Lampard's always, like, grinning, and then, like, he'd always make a joke? And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So they were like, I guess you could call him Guilty Sigurdsson. No, but seriously, it's awful what he did. But, like, it's fun. It's all fun and games to, like, just clown him, get retweets, but it's like, damn, you have no idea what this guy's
expense.
Going.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying, like, Guilty Sigurdsson's a horrible person.
Yeah.
It's true what he did. But his family,
yeah.
Like, his wife had to delete her Instagram right away.
Really?
Yeah, like, all that kind of shit. It's like, I feel like people don't take that into account. And I'm guilty of it, too.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
for sure.
It's funny. I remember when that picture of Wayne Rooney came out, like, I texted it to you right away.
Mm.
But someone tweeted, they're like, are any of Sir Alex Ferguson's former players normal people? Like, Giggs, Ferdinand cheated on his, like, dying wife.
Yeah.
Like,
Rooney.
Who else? There's got to be more.
There's
got to be something with the Neville brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be.
I mean, Phil Neville's having a stinker at Inter Miami.
Yeah.
Wasn't
there a controversy with him and, like, the England women's team?
Yes, he said something sexist
or
something. But, yeah, dude, here's the thing that's interesting about this whole story is you sent it to me yesterday. Wayne Rooney got all of that
deleted off the internet.
Let me see exactly what it said.
You might have to scroll through a little bit.
No, it's right here. Wayne Rooney has just delivered a masterclass in making a story disappear. He bought the copyright to pictures that allegedly showed him on a night out with three girls and asleep in a hotel room fully clothed with them. Three. That is an interesting approach because that's definitely showing, like, I care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think he did it too late to the point that, like, when he bought the copyright to that and now no one can see those pictures, we still know it happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it didn't, like, those pictures came out and, like, right away he got it. Like, we all saw it.
Yeah.
So it we all know what happened. And it's not like everyone's like, oh, shit, now I forget what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that almost brings more spotlight to it and, like, draws more attention to him.
Here's the thing. I think for the time being it could. But then, like remember the, I think it was last lockdown, like, the picture of Jack Grealish with that girl in his bed, and I sent it to you. It makes it so that, like, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it's less likely that people are going to be like, oh, remember when that happened?
What about Frank Lampard's porno?
Yeah.
Do you even remember? Like, that was earlier on this was in, like, April.
Yeah.
Him and Rio Ferdinand were, like, running train on a girl.
Yeah.
And there's an actual fucking video of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, how have I never seen this or ever heard of this? Because it was from way back in the day. Him, Rio Ferdinand, and, like, someone else.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how have I never seen this? And it just kind of gets, like, brushed away now. And that's what I was going to say. It's like...
Well, that's the thing about news. It's like, once the next big story comes up, it just brushes under the previous one.
I always wonder that with, like, players that, like, are under scrutiny. Like, because, like, if a story like that happened to me, I'd be like, fuck, my life's over.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember Grealish, like, there was that, the picture, or Dele Alli. Remember when there was a video of him getting head and he waved? And I was like, fuck, he's done. And then he just played the next game and things moved on.
Yeah.
And then Wan-Bissaka, do you remember that?
Yeah.
He like, what did he wanted to, like, abort the kid or something?
Yeah, so he cheated on his wife, right?
Yeah, girl. His girlfriend.
Cheated on his girlfriend with another girl, got that girl that he cheated with pregnant.
Mm.
And then was trying to, like, convince her to get an abortion, I'm pretty sure.
Something like that, yeah.
So, it's, like, things like that happen. I think that might be, like, the least story of them all, honestly, now that we mention it.
Well, dude, like, another one, like, the Hudson-Odoi rape case.
Yeah.
Like, no one talks about that anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know.
That kind of got just brushed aside. Yeah.
Like, I think, like, everyone was like, we love Callum, and, like, we do, too. But, like... his statement was that the police couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't that they proved her, like, a liar.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait.
Exactly.
There's part of this we don't know. Yeah. It's just, like, shit like this. Like, dude, Grealish drunk driving during quarantine.
Uh-huh.
How does this, like, I think with Rooney, like, it's just, like, these players have had scandals their whole career that they just... move on to the next. Like, they know how to deal with it better than we would. You know what I mean? But I'm looking at Rooney right now. I'm like, this guy needs a therapist or something.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's also on the verge. He'll get sacked this season.
He will. Once he does, is he on suicide watch? Seems like it, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think managing is for him. It seems not. Like he tried it out and it's not for him.
Dude, that's an interesting point. Management isn't for some people.
Yeah.
It's not just any former player can be a good manager. And I don't mean that about Lampard because I do think management is for him.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it is for Jarrod as well. I think it is for Xabi Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is for Gary Neville. And he said it. He's like, I did. Because he took the Sevilla job. Valencia job and was horrible there. They lost 7-0 to Barca, and he said it. He was like, I wasn't ready, and I don't know if management's for me. And Phil Neville might have to accept that management isn't for him.
Yeah.
Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
People don't like to admit that because he has a French accent, so so he sounds smarter than he is.
Mm-hmm.
But management might not be for him.
No.
He got Monaco almost relegated.
Yeah.
He couldn't hang with the Montreal Impact. He literally had to leave the MLS and acted like it was like...
see family more, right?
And then, but then he went... Now he's like, went to Belgium.
Yeah.
So, like, which one is it?
Yeah. As an assistant. As not the main spotlight.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, management isn't for some people, and maybe it's not for Rooney. Some players can't, like... hang out the boots, which is kind of what we want to get into management, and we're worried about, like, when we're done playing, we want to be coaches. So, like, it is for us.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, like, some players don't want to hang it up. That's one of the reasons why, like, we want to keep doing it, is because if you don't, like, if you just are so addicted to, like, the locker room, the getting the nerves for the game, like, you probably don't want to just be a pundit. But then if you're a manager and it doesn't work out, like Roy Keane, it didn't really work out for, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's for him, for Rooney. I guess maybe he'll try it out somewhere else, but soon you have to kind of realize, you know?
Yeah, you do.
Let's talk a little bit about Chelsea.
Yeah, the Blue Boys.
So, preseason started about, I'd say 2 weeks ago. I don't remember exactly when, but I mean, it started off with Andrin. There's actually a couple things I want to talk about. It was Andrin, Hudson Adoy, and Tammy, just those three, and there were 18 coaches, and it's so funny. But then everyone else came, like, that, and it was cool to see some faces, like Musonda, who has COVID.
Really?
Yeah, he just has the worst luck.
Yeah.
Musonda, Malang Sarr, Loftus-Cheek, those are some players, Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
Gallagher, who else? I'm trying to think of some people that we like seeing, like, I guess Hudson Adoy.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Dujon Sterling. All those kind of players. Like, it's cool to see them with the guys. But there's some things we have to talk about, and it's the whole everyone leaving Chelsea right now.
Yeah.
So within this summer, we have gotten rid of Tomori permanently. Mm-hmm. Gui. Mm-hmm. Gehi. Gehi. I don't know how you say it.
I don't know.
I think it's Gehi.
Yeah, permanently.
Permanently. Lou Bate.
Yeah.
Danel Simeo, he's one of he's a big black center back, nasty. Mm-hmm. Academy player, just went to Southampton. There's someone I'm missing too. And then Tina Livermento's about to leave, apparently.
Really?
And Tammy's probably gonna leave. These are all Academy guys. And seems like we're gonna get rid of Zuma too, but that's a separate issue, I'd say.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say that's an issue.
Yeah.
Those are some big players, and especially Guhi and Livermento. Something's going on right now, dude, that hasn't been going on at Chelsea.
Yeah.
And it's almost, like, worrying, but there's two sides of it. There's the whole, like, okay, we're fucked. We're idiots for letting Guhi go. We're idiots for letting Livermento go.
Tomori
go. But these guys want to get game time. And at the end of the day, it's great to have a team full of Academy graduates, but not... You can't have a team for everyone.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's the thing. Is like, I love Connor Gallagher. I don't think he can play at Chelsea. No. I don't think he's going to be a Chelsea-quality player. I'm trying to think of some other players. Like, even Lou Bate. Like, I'd watch Lou Bate, and I'm like, he's good, but is he better than Gilmore? No, I don't think so.
And is Gilmore better than Conte? No.
No. So yeah. Gilmore's out on loan. But that one's good because he'll be back.
Yeah.
And Mark Guhi, like, he's great. And he had potential to be an unbelievable center back at Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in general. His career's over. But he's behind Rudiger, Thiago Silva, Christensen, Azpi. Mm-hmm. He wanted to play. These guys don't want to keep getting tossed out on loan. Like, Guhi probably was just like, I want to start my own, like, business. Mm-hmm. I want to start my own, like...
podcast.
My own path here at he's not going to get Palace his whole career.
No.
He's going to be great.
Yeah.
But then people are like, I remember when someone asked Lampard, they were like, you guys are up against West Ham this weekend. Do you regret letting go of Rice? And he was like, I don't want to say regret because, like, when you have such a good academy, you have to take risks and not everyone can.
Yes.
So, like, sometimes players are going to go, sometimes. But it's just interesting that right now, there's so many players that are just like, I'm gone. I'm out.
I think it's down to a few things. The one that I worry about is that the mold is breaking. The whole Chelsea mold of give players, like, hope. Sign, obviously, because you're a good club, you can sign great players to your academy and then just keep loaning them out. And if they don't work out, sell them for 30 mil. Because that's where most of our profit comes from.
Yeah, actually.
So part of me is worried that mold is breaking down. But realistically, if you look at our starting 11, the team that just won the Champions League, the best team in the world, right back is an academy graduate.
Yeah, central center back. He didn't start. But
yeah, central center back.
Mount.
Who else?
That was the only players that played that game.
The only players that played, but who, like, gets in, like...
Like, Cho, Hudson-Odoi.
Cho gets in the team. Tammy sometimes does.
It's less since Lampard left,
yeah,
if I'm being honest.
It's less, but, like, you still have Mount and Reece James.
Yeah.
Like, and in the past, we would see no academy graduate. That's not true. With Terry and...
No, it was
Terry
rare.
Was the only
Terry
one.
And
yeah.
Christensen, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's the thing. It's like, now there is more. And people are saying, like, the transfer ban is the only reason these players... got a chance at Chelsea. There may be some truth to that, but I remember when Sarri was coaching, it was the 18-19 season, Mount was killing it out on loan.
Mm-hmm.
And Reece was killing it out on loan, and I remember Sarri said, like, I'm very interested in bringing three players that are out on loan back. Reece James that season at Wigan was 100% going to be at Chelsea the next season,
yeah,
regardless of the transfer ban. Mount probably would have gotten a chance. He probably wouldn't have played as much as, yeah, he would have under Lampard, so that helped. It's just interesting to see the division between Twitter right now, where it's like, because a lot of people are like, earn your spot at Chelsea. So they show the picture of Reece at Wigan, Mount at Derby and Vitesse, yeah, and then Christensen at Mönchengladbach, Tammy at Villa.
Mm-hmm.
Their thing is like, go out 1 or 2 years, like earn your spot. And that's the thing with Mount, is like, Mount loves Chelsea.
Yeah.
And when he was at Vitesse, he knew there's still a while to go till I'm a starter at Chelsea, but he's like, I'm gonna make it.
Yeah.
And he did.
But the last point I wanted to make is also, our starting 11 is young.
True.
Like, unless those players get sold, it's not like they're gonna be cracking it. Like, no one's starting ahead of Reece James unless he gets sold.
That's exactly what someone said. They were like, it's tough for Livermento because you have a Champions League winner in front of your spot for probably the next 10 years.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Like, yeah. I kind of get it, but I would like to see them on loan first, you know? Yeah.
I mean, we would like to see them on loan, but they have to also think about what's best for their careers.
Right.
And honestly, like, what's best for their careers would probably be to get sold.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so.
I think Gyuhi, no.
Yeah.
I think Gyuhi could have made it at Chelsea.
You do?
Yeah. And
yeah, because our center backs are...
Not even that. I mean, dude, we have so many fucking good center backs.
Yeah, Mbayamba too, in the academy.
Yes, and then Malang Sarr, dude. Yeah. Like, Malang Sarr, there was a quote he said the other day that, like, implied that he's staying this season.
Yeah.
And he looked good against Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Not saying that he's better than Gyuhi, but, like, we just have a ton of center backs. Mbayamba, Levy Caldwell, is that the guy who's... Yes, it's mm-hmm. Levy Caldwell. Who's on loan, who's apparently supposed to be like our guy. Rudiger, Thiago Silva,
Christensen,
Aspie, Reece that plays there.
Zuma or Koundé.
Zuma,
because
we'll get into Koundé, yeah, but that's a ton of center backs.
Yeah.
A ton of center backs. So, like, it's just like, it is tough, but like, I thought Gyuhi was the one, but we move on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some players that... Let's talk about that transfer right now. So, Chelsea have been calling for Marina's head this whole summer. And a lot of people were, whereas the other people are saying, like, listen, Chelsea do business in silence. Something's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We'll get soon. And then I open up Twitter, and right on the dot, I see, like, 52 seconds ago, like, tweet Fabrizio Romano Aww. Tweeted. And that's how... I know people like to, like, make fun of him on Twitter, but he's my only... Like, the only one I trust.
You trust. Yeah.
I can't trust anyone else. Maybe DiMarzio. That guy's good.
Yeah, he's good. I was going to say that.
But Romano tweeted that, like, we're very interested. And then within the next hour, his, like, personal terms agreed. And then after that, it was, like, Zuma's included in the deal, $30 million plus Zuma. And I was like, damn, that all happened really quick. So, and we weren't even linked with him. That was a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Like, it seems Spurs.
Like,
it was Spurs. It seems like we got him pretty much.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, the thing I saw yesterday was like, he wants to go to Chelsea. So the personal terms haven't been agreed yet, but I think Fabrizio Romano said they're not going to be a problem because he wants to go to Chelsea.
Yes. Yes. So, and then Zuma included in the deal. So let's talk about that in general. Koundé is someone that this whole season everyone was talking about. He had a great year with Sevilla. I remember people were saying Liverpool should have gotten him when Van Dijk got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's 22. He's one of the best young center backs in the world. I think people are forgetting that because he then played a game with France in the Euros and he had a bad game against Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
But people forget he was playing right back. He's not a right back. He came
against Portugal.
Against Portugal, yeah. So, and he was probably nervous, you know, 22. Like, I did not write him off because of that. And I've watched him a bit this year. I was always interested in him, and I was like, that guy is nasty. I just never really thought of him at Chelsea because I didn't think, like, Goldberg tweeted, he's like, I'd be lying if I said I thought we needed a center back, but I'll take him pretty much. And that's kind of how I feel. Clearly, one thing is, like, Tuchel trusts him. Tuchel wants him. So there's something he sees.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the deal, the 30 mil plus Zuma?
Price-wise, I don't think it's bad at all. I think that Zuma, as much as I love him and would love to see him at Chelsea, I'm also a fan of him and his career.
Yeah.
So it would be nice to, if he's able to get consistent game time somewhere else, I think that's great because, realistically speaking, I don't think that losing Zuma is a big
detriment
to the team.
Yeah.
Although it could be for Conte in the locker room.
That's true. He loves Zuma. But it's a French guy coming in.
It is a French guy coming in.
Is he Muslim?
So it's also good.
We have to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, we do have to get to the bottom of that.
That'll help.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't think it's that big of a loss. I think it's an upgrade, honestly, if we're losing Zuma. But, again, it's like, do we need a center back?
Yeah. So, here's the thing. Is Koundé is very, very good with his feet. He's he's actually, one of the best statistically dribbling center backs. Like,
really?
Dribbling out of pressure, yeah. He's very good defensively. He's short. That's his one thing. He's very short. He's
5'10".
5'10". That's what he says. That's what it says. He looks shorter to me.
Although, could that be because you're used to, 6'3 guys
maybe.
In that position?
Yeah, maybe.
And he's next to 6'3 guys with the goalie and the center back.
True. Yeah, that could be it. But something important is that he still wins almost all his aerial duels.
Yeah.
He's amazing in the air. So it's like, and I think it might have been JR Center tweeted, some of the best center backs this game has ever seen. Cannavaro, I think he was 5'9".
Mm.
Ramos, 5'11", maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have to be trees.
Yeah.
Especially if we're playing three in the back because, if you have two tall center backs next to you, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
You said, we don't need a center back per se, but Thiago Silva is very old.
Yeah, he's 36.
He's going to be fit half the games.
Yeah.
Christensen is...
Good, but do you, I don't think that... You can't rely on Christensen to win you more Champions Leagues.
No. Our fan base right now is big on him.
Yeah.
And I am too right now, but I think we're a little too big on him.
Yeah.
Rudiger's good, but I don't know. I think it's good to... I think the signing's going to end up working. I got excited about it.
Aspie's old, too.
Aspie's old. Dude, I was thinking that, because, Koundé's... I think he's definitely going to start. You don't get someone for $30 million plus...
Another player.
And not start him.
Yeah.
And he's that highly rated. It's not like he's an academy guy they'll put in, slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would be your back three?
I would have Rudiger, left center back. I would maybe rotate...
Your ideal and best... In
the best situation. Thiago Silva, center back, and Aspie, right center back.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that he'll pop in right away because I think that, it's very tough for the manager, too, to say, you guys won me a Champions League last year, but, you're not going to get a chance this year.
Right.
I think that we're going to – I think Thiago Silva is our best center back.
Yeah.
No matter his age or his physical ability because of his age. Rudiger is very solid. And Aspie's guaranteed in the 11.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is Aspie is guaranteed in every starting 11. But this does look like an Aspie replacement.
Mm.
Koundé, he's a right back, slash right center back. So, kind of that same exact role. But, dude, I just don't see Aspie not starting.
Yeah.
I don't see it. I can't see it. But
couldn't you see this being his last year? Maybe Koundé plays, FA Cup games or is a rotation guy, but
yeah.
I don't think 30 mil is that much to not start someone.
True. Yeah. Plus Zuma though. That's 50
That's
mil.
True, but also I think that's also to kind of just offload someone.
True. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, I don't know. I'm happy with it. And it's not like we're blowing money so people can
you bought Danny Drinkwater for 40 mil.
Was he that expensive?
Yeah.
Although he did have a monster class against Bournemouth.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So let's talk about another thing. So we just won the Champions League, but we've scraped top four.
Yes.
I don't want to have another top four scrape. When we won the Champions League, Mount said right away, he's like, I want to go for the Prem next year.
Yeah.
Right now with Koundé, because you always have to add additions to the team. You can't keep the same team.
Can't keep the same team.
Koundé, is he going to be the only signing we need to challenge, or do we need another one?
I think we need another one.
I do too.
Havertz seems to be finding his way as a striker.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to spend 200 mil on Haaland, honestly, which is what the rumors are. I would love a Lukaku. I think we need a striker that's, like, just proven.
Yeah.
Like, in banging form, because I don't want to have to rely on Havertz as a number nine for a whole season, just because I think he's still young. And although he is talented, like, you don't want to have to rely on someone that hasn't truly proven themselves to give you, like, 20 goals yet.
Yeah.
But we are going to have to sell someone in the attack, too.
It's got to be Tammy.
Tammy and Timo, hopefully.
I would love that.
Dude, I have a weird feeling that he's going to prove us wrong this year.
I don't know. So here's the thing, dude. These are wingers plus strikers right now we have.
Yeah.
Tammy, Mount, I count him as a winger.
Yeah.
Mount, Hudson-Odoi in his best position as a winger.
Yeah.
Ziyech, probably forgot about him.
Yeah.
Havertz.
Pulisic,
right, that guy, and Broja.
Yeah.
And there must be someone I'm missing there, but that's...
You said Tammy, right?
Yeah. So, Tuchel doesn't like Tammy. We know that, right?
So that's six.
Yeah, so Tammy's going to leave. I think Tammy's definitely going to leave. I think maybe... People are saying Arsenal, but I could see, like, West Ham.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Tammy's going to leave. That leaves us with Timo, Havertz, Pulisic, Hudson-Odoi, Mount, Broja,
Werner, Ziyech.
I said Timo, yeah. So Ziyech, yeah. So Ziyech, I don't see playing this year. I don't want him to. I would love to sell him.
Yeah.
And then, dude, in our best 11, I still don't see Timo.
Yeah, I don't either. But Tuchel loves him, and he has the contract tax.
Yeah, where he has to start every game.
Yeah.
Do you think anything's gonna change this? Because, like, dude, he looked bad in the Euros too. It's not like he
had
killer Euros like Havertz did. Havertz had a great Euros. So, like, honestly, like,
would you rather Havertz up top or right forward?
Right now, I'd probably go Havertz up top,
Mount right.
I guess Pulisic left.
Yeah,
I'd rather Hudson-Odoi in the left than Pulisic. But dude, Broja's getting into the 11 by November. I tweeted it.
You did?
Yes. Broja's going to get into the 11. He's got... So I remember when we played Everton, we beat him 4-0 at the Bridge. Broja made his debut under Lampard.
Uh-huh.
And right away, he took this touch and just hit this burst of speed. He got fouled, but right away, I'm like, that's that guy's pacey. Like,
yeah.
And then I watched him again. I watched him, like, his highlights at Vitesse, like, throughout the season this year. Mm-hmm. Dude, he has the perfect build for a number 9. He's technical, so he's good with his feet, unlike number 11. He's fast as fuck, and he's put on so much weight.
Strength. Muscle, yeah.
And so I'm just like, this guy's just like power. Like, he honestly reminds me of Haaland, the way he plays. Like, just the pace, that first touch. There was this play against Bournemouth when he was pressing the goalie, and he, like, decided to press, and dude, his acceleration, that first step, was unreal. So I'm just thinking, like, in behind this year, he's going to be a joke. And, like, if he's more technical than Timo, which he is, and so are you, I think, dude, I don't see him not starting. Right away, after a week of preseason, Tuchel tied him down to a 5-year contract.
Really?
Yeah. That is something.
Yeah, it does say something.
That's why I was like, okay. And then he said in his Instagram post, can't wait for the 20. He was, like, honored to be a part of this Chelsea team and extend my contract. Can't wait to be a part of the 21-22 season. Which makes me think he's staying.
Yeah.
So, dude, I think... And after watching that, I'm like, maybe not this year, but, dude, I think this year he'll end up starting.
Yeah. So and he's one for the future.
I think so. Which I love to see.
Yeah.
And he's proper Chelsea, dude. Have you heard how he got to Chelsea?
No.
Dude, he was 7, and he was on Tottenham, and he said, like... I'm going to butcher the story, but... He pretty much used Tottenham to get to Chelsea. And he was like, I was, when I played against Chelsea, I didn't start that game, and I was so mad because that was, like, the team I always loved. And then we played against him, and I scored 4 goals. And then Chelsea wanted to sign me, and I was like, yeah, 100%. So he scored 4 against them. And
yeah.
Then, so he's been at the club since he was 7. I didn't know he was born in England.
He's Albanian.
Yeah, right? So I thought he was going to be like, we play a good game. But he's like, no, I thought we were brilliant out there. It's so weird. Also, dude, you know who was born in England that goes so far under the radar?
Who?
Haaland.
Really?
Did you know that?
Because his dad played
for City.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I'm like, dude, he could be in the national team.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Harry Kane would still find a way to start.
He would. He'd get in the 11. But yeah,
so
dude.
What position, what's one position that you think we need to upgrade on?
That's where
because
I'm confused.
That's where it's tough too, like, because your ego is so inflated after you win the Champions League. It's right. Like, oh, we don't need anyone. But we struggled for goals for a lot of last year.
Dude, Goldberg tweeted it last year, and he was like, yes, it's funny that our top goal scorer is Jorginho with 7 penalties, but it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
And right now, we haven't added anything to attack. The only person would be Broja.
Yeah.
I think Hudson-Odoi could help a lot and, like, almost feel like a new signing if he played as a winger, which it seems like in preseason he has been, just not against Bournemouth.
Yeah.
But I also think you can't judge off of that because, say, if he's the only wingback we have that game or something. He looked great at wingback.
He did.
So, yeah, dude, I don't know.
I think we need to sign I think Broja could be, like, a Tammy type or a Giroud type this year.
Yeah.
Where he gets into a couple of games, but we don't have to rely on him. I think we need to sign a striker like Lukaku, who starts Havertz on the right and Mount on the left.
That's the ideal one. I mean, that's what I was thinking. Like, but, dude, we are not getting Haaland this summer.
No.
Dortmund has said no a million times, and Haaland pretty much has said no, and Chelsea fans still think we're getting him.
Yeah.
We're also not getting Lukaku.
You don't think so?
He said no. Like, Inter said he's untouchable.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's where I'm like, okay, it doesn't sound like we're going to get anything.
There aren't many strikers on the market then, are there?
No. But there's big news. Apparently, we're getting Tchouaméni. Those links have seemed very... Is that how you say his name? The guy in Monaco?
Yeah.
So that seems like very, very likely now.
Yeah.
So that could be an addition. Maybe it's more depth, but...
Yeah, but I need, like, a...
Goal scorer. That's what we need.
Like a proven goal scorer.
Goal scorer. We need someone... So hopefully it's Havertz. Hopefully it's Broja. We know it's not going to be Timo.
No.
Hopefully it is, but we know it's not.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then there's one last thing I want to talk about. Loftus. We get the preseason vibes and the stuff that Chelsea FC... Twitter and all that is showing us is implying that he's staying this season.
Mm-hmm.
Tuchel's apparently been very impressed with him, according to a couple of journalists. But he wasn't great in that game against Bournemouth. He was good when he went as a 6, but that's not his natural position.
Which seems a bit weird.
Yeah, it was weird. He was just good because he's so technical in tight spaces. He was able to kind of calm us down. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't driving at players like we know. And I thought that was kind of what Tuchel was going to bring the best out of in him. So I'm not sure. Like, here's my thing is I love Ruben. Like, I want him to make it more than anyone. But I just don't see him finding his way onto this team. I don't see where he fits.
It's kind of like a Zuma where we both love him. But realistically, he has to go somewhere else, I think, for his career.
I think so, too. But I don't know. It seems like he's staying. So I don't know. Maybe Tuchel sees something that we don't see.
Do you think that... Because... Our criticism of him last year was one thing we noticed was, like, post-injury, especially Achilles, it's so hard to have that same explosiveness.
Yeah.
Do you think that Tuchel is trying to reinvent him as, like, a 6?
Maybe.
As, like, a Matic type.
Maybe. Which could be good. But how good is he defensively? Like, he's good at, like, bodying players, but can he get stuck in? Like,
I mean,
is he disciplined?
Yeah. He can learn that.
He can learn the discipline.
Yeah.
I don't know about the getting stuck in. Like, Conte, that just comes natural.
Yeah.
If it could be him, Conte, in a pivot, like, that would be interesting. Maybe you're right there, actually. That you want... Because he's so technical in tight spaces, especially for someone his size. So, yeah, that's actually a good point, especially how he played as a 6. But he only played as a 6, so it was Gallagher as a 6 and him and Barkley as the 2 attacking mids. And Gallagher was struggling.
Yeah.
So, after Chelsea scored, Tuchel... called RLC over and was like switch with Connor.
Yeah.
So that was the only reason why, because Gallagher was getting eaten alive. But yeah, I don't know. I want him to make it.
If
we could do that pivot, like, that would be sick to see.
It would be.
But I don't know about, like, playing out of the back. Like, we do need Jorginho in
this. Yeah. We definitely need Jorginho. Jorginho has proven himself in the last 6 months to be a good player.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
he's one of the best midfielders in Europe.
Yeah. Right?
In his role.
Yeah.
We shouldn't really touch the Conte-Jorginho pivot, but Conte gets injured.
Yeah.
There's some games where Jorginho shouldn't play.
Yeah.
So it's good to have depth there. And if, you know, you mentioned earlier, we loaned out Gilmore. So we only have three right now established players in that pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And you need four.
Yeah.
To rotate.
And two of them can't play with each other.
Kovacic and Conte.
Kovacic and Jorginho. Yeah.
And Kovacic and Conte. So I don't know if there's that.
There's one constant there.
That's so funny, dude. All right. I think this was good. I'm happy to be back recording. I don't know. Do you have anything else or?
No, I think that's a great first ep of season two.
I think so too. Guys, we really want to take this to the next level. Ask us if you want to hop on the podcast sometime. Yeah. We're open to having guests.
Yeah.
We've had Harry Brooks. We've had JR Center in the past. We've had Mediano. We've had some great guests. We've had the Chelsea pod. What's it called? That Chelsea pod.
Yeah,
right?
That Chelsea pod.
We've had Nick on from That Chelsea Pod. Yeah. And then what's the other guy? Iran.
Edan.
Edan. Yes, we've had Edan on.
Yes.
And all of them have been great. So we're gonna look to get some more guests on this season. The ultimate goal is Goldberg, but that's a while before we can get him there.
I've heard the ultimate goal is also someone on Twitter.
Yeah, it's not like a Chelsea player. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Guys, please retweet this. Let's get this episode big since we're got some good plans for season two.
And we're back.
The logo rebrand.
Yeah.
And we're back, fatties.
Yeah.
All right. Praise Allah.